When we are learning the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, there is no way to not quote at least one of the famous Sheva Torahs, the famous seven Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov. What are the famous seven Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov? It's so famous that a lot of people are unaware about them. And even though we read in the Yoim Yoim something very fascinating. If you open up the Yoim Yoim of Chai Elul, which is the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, you will hear and you will read about the Torah of that the Baal Shem Tov said in the year Tov Reish Nun Beis. Most people don't blink twice. Yeah, the Baal Shem Tov spoke in the year Tov Reish Nun Beis, without realizing that it's like 100 years after he passed away. How is it that we have Toides of the Baal Shem Tov from Tov Reish Nun Beis in the middle of the Nesias of the Rebbe Rashab? So many are unaware that that Shabbos was Chai Elul, Tov Reish Nun Beis, had just finished the Sheva Brachas and the wedding of the Rebbe Rashab's youngest sister. And being that the Rebbe Marash was already nistalik, so the Rebbe Rashab was the one that really had to deal with and run the Chasana and the Maimorim of the Chasana, etc. And at that point, after the Sheva Brachas, which he said many Maimorim, the Rebbe Rashab really was working hard on a certain inyan of chassidus of the Rebbe Marash, that it should uplay by him, that it should really, really settle by him. And what happened was, on Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos, he went to the cave of the Rebbe Marash, which was in Lubavitch, and he really davened with his father, that his father should help him, that this certain inyan in chassidus should leg zechah by him. The next day was Chai Elul, and the Rebbe Marash came to him, and the Rebbe Marash told him that in the schus of your haravanya, basically, that you work so hard that these inyonim of chassidus should be real by you and shaleg zechah by you, so therefore, I'm going to give him a present. And he brought the Rebbe Rashab lemaila, where he was able to hear Torah from the Baal Shem Tov. On that Shabbos, he heard seven Torahs, the famous seven Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov, which we are zoicha to know part of them. Can you imagine? This is not stam Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, which that itself is amazing. This is Torah of the Baal Shem Tov in Shamayim, that the Rebbe Rashab was nice enough, and b'chazdo v'brachma v'gdoilim, he shared with us, so that we can be aware of it in our avodah, and especially in our avodah to bring Moshiach. So one of the Torahs is like this, that we know that every word can be set up in different ways. How do you know how many different ways you can set up a word? For example, if you have three letters, you do 3 times 2 times 1. And if you have 4 letters, 4 times 3 times 2 times 1. That's the amount of different ways that the letters of the word can be, you know, set up. So if you have 3 letters, you have 6 ways that the word can be set up. And the Torah was on the word Hatzor. The word Atzar can be different ways for these 3 letters. You have Haratz, you have Atzar, you have Tzara, you have Ritzei. These are all different ways that the 3 letters, Hey, Reish, Tzadik, can be set up. And the Baal Shem Tov was explaining, how do we get rid of a tzara? How do we get rid of a tzara? Tzara is the 3 letters, tzadik, reish, hey. And not just to get rid of the tzara, but that the tzara should turn into the word tzoyhar, which is the same letters. Tzoyhar means shining. Tzoyhar ta'aseh lateva. That not just should we not have tzoris, but the Eibishter should be glicklich and light in our lives. Which in our oisius, how do we change from goyla to geula? How do you change from tzara to tzoyhar? Tzoyhar is the union of the shining light of geula. Tzara is obviously the way we feel about golos. How do we change tzara to tzoyhar? That really was the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. And he started like this. He says it starts, took the same letters, and he says it starts with harots. Same letters, hey, reis, tzadik. The first thing we have to have is a zrizus and a geshmak in mitzvahs. Harots means literally those that won, run. Rots katzvi, run like a deer, which we all know the geshmak of art. There's many other animals that run fast, even faster than deer. Why do Chazal say rots katzvi? So one of the biurim is that when a deer runs, it actually looks behind them. That when you're running to the Eibishter, you have to always make sure that others are running with you. If you're running alone, that's not the avoida that the Chachomim want from us in Pirkei Avot. You want to be running, but making sure others are running with you. You're a leader of your community. Make sure your community is joining you on your spiritual journey. But either way, if we are harots, if we have a geshmak and a zrizus in our avoidas Hashem, that creates ritzei. That creates that the Eibishter has a satisfaction. Ritzei is the Bamcha Yisrael, we say in Shemayin Esrei. Ritzei means that the Eibishter should find it good. The Eibishter should enjoy it. The Eibishter should find it geshmak. The Eibishter should have a geshmak in our avodah. Right? That's what we're davening. When we run, even though it's hatsar, even though things are tough and things are tight, when we are in our own avodah, but yet we don't allow that this tightness, we don't allow that this golos, we don't allow our golos pnimi should weigh us down. When a person is sad and depressed, you can't be excited and running. When a person is heavy, he's not running. When a person is farshleft and farshluffin, he can't run. So it starts with our attitude of harots, that we get up and we have zrizus and geshmak and simcha. We're starting to run. Even if the matzav is hatsar, even if it's tough, that causes by the Eibishter ritzei, that the Eibishter has a geshmak, and the Eibishter appreciates, and the Eibishter accepts, and the Eibishter values, and the Eibishter finds a geshmak in our avoida. And that leads to tzoyhar. That not only will we be doing our avoida, mumata lamayla, then our Yiddishkeit becomes lichtig. Then our Yiddishkeit becomes geshmak. So here is the way to transform from tzoyar to from tzara to tzoyar, from golos to geula, from negative to positive, from being far kvetched to being far, you know, with lichtigkeit. It comes through the avoida of harots. It comes through the avoida of zrizus. It comes through the avoida of geshmak. In our avoidus Hashem. This is one of the seven Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov, which by the way connects also, we say, Ahoyfchi Hatsur Agam Moyim. Hatsur is also the Oisius Roitze. That's not what's said in that Torah. But our avoida is that things which are Hatsur, which are stubborn, which are not ready to move, we have to make it with our will, we could be mahapich, hatsur, to rots also, to running to serve the Eibishter. It really depends on our rotsen. If we are roitze, then no longer are things hatsur, adrabe, they are harots, harots to the Eibishter. And it's our avoida when we serve the Eibishter with such a zrizus, when we serve the Eibishter with such a geshmak, when we serve the Eibishter with such a dedication and such a passion that we become mahalchim, we're on the parade to Geula. That changes from Tzora to Tzoyar.